Many kids spend their summer vacation attending camp. Maybe it was the typical cabin in the woods experience with swimming and archery lessons. There are kids, however, who spent a week or two learning to milk a goat, as well as the finer points of feeding a 700-pound pig. They did that, among other activities, at the educational farm at Joppa Hill in Bedford. I was somewhat surprised when my daughter Kate said she wanted to attend a farm camp. I was even more surprised to find us volunteering at the farm after she attended the camp last summer. Now, every other Sunday, Kate and I get up early and set out for the farm in order to feed and turn out the animals.
You playing with pumpkin?
Horses, rabbits, sheep, goats, turkeys, ducks, chickens, even a pair of skittish alpacas all call Joppa Hill home these days.
Although the one that everybody's drawn to is our big pig, China. You know, everybody always wants to pet her, but being 700 pounds, I'm always trying to make sure that they're cautious when they get close to her.
That's Executive Director Annette Handy. We talked in the farm's small office space next to the barn and its aging silos. It's a little different than what it was decades ago. The barn was full of dairy cows back then. You can still see the remnants of old milking operations in here. But eventually, the town of Bedford came to own the 35 acres that is now known as the Educational Farm at Joppa Hill. It's part of a wider tract, some 314 acres, that are now conservation land straddling the border of Bedford and Amherst.
Explain to me the mission of Joppa Hill.
It's to create awareness of sustainability, trying to get people to learn about different animals, especially the children. A lot of the children that come through here don't know an egg comes from a chicken. You know, and they'll look at a goat and say, do they give eggs too? So it's giving the children a chance to learn a little bit more about agriculture.
The educational farm is actually a nonprofit, a separate nonprofit.
Correct. The town of Bedford leases the land to the farm for a zero lease. We don't pay anything to be here, but we don't get any taxpayer money to help support the farm either.
Camp counselor Abby Langdon and camp medical technician Kylie Morris explain the curriculum.
There are highlighted animals in each week, and it's all surrounded around learning about animals and how they are used on farms and also gardening.
What kind of kids do you see that come to the program? What are the kids that are really excited and enthused about animals? Are they kids often that have never been to a farm or have never had any experience with animals?
There's kids who basically had their parents sign them up, and they said they didn't want to come to camp, and then the end of the week they're begging to come back. So basically a huge variety, kids of all different ages, backgrounds and everything.
Mm-hmm. We also accept anyone with any type of special needs. If it is too severe for us to handle, we do allow guardians to come and stay with the children and do as much as they can. We have had kids with autism. We welcome everyone, and usually by the end of the week, everyone loves it.
The animals are the big draw, of course, but often kids take away something else from the camp.
Well, kickball. I also did duck, duck, goose, drip, drip, drop, which is a water game.
A lot of them learn to work with other kids. They learn to cooperate and communicate.
I love seeing a child's face light up when they find something new or they get to touch an animal that they've never touched before, whether it's the bristly hair of a pig or, you know, a goat nibbling on their shoelace, and they start laughing.
Annette Handy says the educational farm's camps have seen an increase in enrollment this past season after a decline in recent years following the recession. But an increase in the cost of feeding and caring for the many animals, as well as the fact that the decades-old barn is in need of extensive repairs or even complete replacement, is a big hurdle right now to the farm's future.
We are looking to raise money to repair or rebuild the barn. We're still looking to see what it really needs to be done. We would also like to have an educational building aside from our barn where we can put on our summer camps, more winter camps and things like that, birthday parties, and hopefully weddings down the road too.
Before any of that can happen, of course, there's the issue of money in winter. Michael Scanlon is the president and chairman of the board of directors for the educational farm. He says they'd rather repair the existing building so that the animals can stay in place without disruption. Otherwise, many would have to be sheltered in outdoor structures for the season. And some, like the horses, would probably need to be boarded off the farm. Either way, as soon as the engineers have their final say, work will begin.
What we hope to do is to get that started late this fall, early winter, and then have most of it completed by springtime.
You're in the middle of a campaign to raise some funds for that. How is that going?
It's going pretty well. We're probably, at this point, from the numbers I've seen, more than a third, but not quite halfway to where we need to be. We're hoping to raise about $120,000, but I really see it propelling us.
In the meantime, Annette says the farm could use some help in another way.
And you're always looking for volunteers, I assume?
Always looking for volunteers, you know.
And you've got a farmer on site here who is using some of the pasture land for his cows. You've got some gardening going on. Do you see more of that happening?
I do. Our gardener that's here, she's doing a great job. And, you know, everybody's always looking to expand somehow. You know, hopefully that will happen with our dairy farmer, too. Hopefully he'll be able to expand his program here with us.
Even with the uncertainty, there is one thing for sure. Kids will always love to come to the farm.
What's the best part about the farm?
Seeing all the animals. I love them all. Except the roosters.